The personal stories expressed in this series reflect the true experiences and opinions of the guests and may not represent the official position of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles has said,
"There is hope for the addicted, and this hope comes through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ and by humbling oneself before God, pleading to be freed of the bondage of addiction and offering our whole soul to Him in fervent prayer. Priesthood leaders can help as those who have addiction seek counsel from them. Where necessary, they can refer them to qualified licensed counselors and LDS family services. The addiction recovery program, adapted from the original 12 steps of Alcoholics Anonymous, is readily available through LDS Family Services."
In this series, you will hear actual meetings discussing each of the gospel principles of addiction recovery and healing. Addiction recovery meetings have strict guidelines of confidentiality and anonymity. These podcasts may seem contradictory to such standards. All the participants in these meetings are active participants in the addiction recovery program and have willingly volunteered to participate. Their experiences are genuine and not fabricated. These recordings were created with the express purpose of providing a way for individuals who are isolated from recovery groups to participate, as well as provide an example to church leaders and members of a typical meeting. In this portion of the addiction recovery meeting, you will listen to one member share his or her own personal experience with Step 4 of the addiction recovery program.
Elder Ernest, we'll turn the time back to you.
Thanks, Robert. Once again, as always, it's a wonderful thing to be here with each one of you. Personally, I want to thank each one of you for your stories, your testimonies, for what you add to this meeting. Truly bringing your own soul unto Christ, it's a work in progress. It's definitely a work in progress. And, you know, as pertaining to step four is basically where we get to make good what we decided to do in step three, where we decided to turn our will and our life over to the care of God, the Eternal Father, and His Son, Jesus Christ. Step four is the opportunity for us to make good on that promise. It really becomes an action step. Within step four, it's a sanctifying step. It's one wherein, as we embark upon digging into our life, looking into the mirror, we have the opportunity within step four to really discover the Savior. Within our step four, I would, you know, everybody comes unto Christ and they have their experiences, but step four is really where you learn who the Savior is and what He already knows. He already knows the pain that you're going through. He already knows the pain that you've already endured, and He's already suffered for it. Really, step four is our opportunity to face ourselves and come unto the Savior. As we do so, there's a scripture that I want to share that deals directly with this. It's one that we are all very, very familiar with. Ether chapter 12, verse 27. "And if men come unto me," and I'm going to liken it directly to step four as we take step four. "If men come unto me, I will show unto them their weakness. I give unto men weakness that they may be humble, and my grace is sufficient for all men that humble themselves before me. For if they humble themselves before me and have faith in me, then will I make weak things become strong unto them." For me, this is what my step four did for me. You cannot recover. You cannot progress if you're not willing to take step four. Step four is an opportunity for you to reach back to within your life and with the Savior. You know, we're all scared about what everybody else thinks and what everybody else would say that we need to do. Individuals are very timid whenever we're being judged by others. Who better to come to and have the Savior show us what our weaknesses are? Rather than everybody else, let's go to the Savior. Step four is that opportunity for each of us to take. And it's been my personal experience and it's my testimony that as we take step four, within step four, you will find the Savior if you have not already found Him yet. Within step four, it's an opportunity for us to humble ourselves. When it really comes down to it, there's a quote by Elder Hales back in last October conference, where he was speaking about trials and tribulation. And he's basically saying, why these trials? What for? To what end? And he says a very profound statement. He says basically that these trials, these tribulations that we go through are for us and our Heavenly Father to see if we will use our agency, our will, to follow His Son. Step four, we have the opportunity to get to know the Savior, to exercise our faith in Him and choose to follow Him. In step four, we face ourselves. We come unto Him, and through the Spirit, He will lead us. He will guide us. He will give you promptings. He will communicate to you from heaven, and He will show what your weaknesses are to you. And we have the choice that we can either choose the Savior and His proven methods, or we can continue to choose Satan's proven methods. That's something that's pretty profound to me, is that both the Savior and Satan's methods are proven. The Savior's methods of dealing and coping and going through trials and tribulation, His methods are proven. They do bring light. They do bring life. They do bring love. They do bring liberty. And Satan's methods of dealing with pain, hurt, trial, tribulation, I mean, we, throughout this room, we've all tried several of His methods, whether it's drugs, alcohol, pornography, eating disorders. They all are proven. They are proven that they do destroy. They bring destruction. So we're caught in the middle, and it's up to us, as Elder Hale said, will we use our agency to follow the Savior? Will we prove to our Father in heaven, will we prove to ourselves that we will follow the Savior? Step four is a perfect opportunity to show our Heavenly Father and ourselves that we will use our agency, that we will use our will to follow His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to take the opportunity to bear witness of Him. I love Jesus with all my heart. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He does possess the power to liberate us. The captives who are held bound by Satan, He has the power to break the chains of addiction, of habit, and liberate us. His love is real. His atonement is real. And everything that He said that He can do is real. Once again, I testify that nobody has traveled beyond Him or the reach of His atonement. Nobody has traveled beyond it. I love Him, and I testify of Him in that love, and I do so humbly in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thanks,
Elder.
The full episode for Step 4 of the Addiction Recovery Program is also available on the Mormon Channel.